Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. 250, celebrating America.
Yes.
Man, oh man. There's going to be so much talked about how great our country is, and I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Because we're so used to so many people hating the country.
Yes.
That live in this country.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get that, too. I mean, we're already getting that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to the refreshment that will be people proud of their country and talking about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to more land acknowledgments.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. No.
But you know, there's been a lot of talk about illegal immigration over the last 10 years and certainly over the last few days.
Yep.
And then the Supreme Court decision talking about birthright citizenship and people a little disillusioned.
Yeah.
You have all of that. One of the things that the media has done and the left has done over time is try to position certainly conservatives as anti-immigrant, mm-hmm. when it's anti-illegal immigrant.
Right.
And they play that game all the time.
Yeah.
Well, what we've seen over the last few years is citizens of the United States getting murdered by people here illegally. Mm-hmm. And people are very upset by that.
And they should be.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
And you had the student in Chicago murdered, and her parents are then talking. What?
It's tough. I mean, I know what you're going to play.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, to hear painful. Jessica so Gorman talking about her daughter.
Yes, just terrible.
And so, well, you had Democrats at the hearing, like Pramila Jayapal, saying, I really feel bad for you that you've lost your child, this sort of thing.
Let me start by offering my deepest condolences to you, Mrs. Gorman, and to you, Mr. Abraham, for the loss of your children. As a parent myself, I can think of no greater loss, and I appreciate you being here to share their stories and their lives with us. Unfortunately, hearing is, it's the fourth time in this committee that we've had a hearing on sanctuary cities, the fourth time. And there's many other things that we could be doing other than this. I would have loved to have had some hearings on the unconstitutionality of the president's executive order on eliminating birthright citizenship.
God, they just can't stop for a second.
It's unreal. Here's Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin.
Even dumber. As a father, I too know the pain and devastation of losing a child, and my heart goes out to you and to your families. Our colleagues are conducting an endless series of hearings on sanctuary cities. This is our fourth such hearing.
So they're griping and moaning.
Yeah, we could be doing other things, like the 1,000th January 6th hearing.
Exactly.
Dude, like, so is there supposed to be a limit? Like, you get your one hearing when it comes to Democrat policies that are actually getting people killed?
Yeah, we'll hear it one time. Again, though, boy.
You could, you know, call for some change.
No kidding. And here was, I mean, we're not going to play all of it, but here's just a part of what Jessica Gorman had to say.
The story is about my Sheridan. It's about how failed border policies, sanctuary city laws, and twisted leaders refused to cooperate with ICE. They sent her to her grave. And the question before this committee is painfully simple. When did protecting our American citizens stop being your first priority? And even more important, why did protecting our American citizens stop being your first priority? I want an explanation, I need one, and I deserve one. This cannot be explained away, and it cannot be buried beneath a list of unrelated issues that you all paraded before us. Thanks for telling me without telling me that, you know, you're here, but you don't want to be. This is the fourth time you had angel families. Thanks for telling me you don't care.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Perfect.
That's it.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, she wasn't done. There was another part to that. Here it is.
I don't understand why it's only the Republican side that cares about our American children. And I know that you're a mother. I know that you're a father. I deeply value that. But basically what you just did, what you said was, I'm so sorry for your loss. I have a daughter too. I have a son. I feel your pain. You don't. You don't feel my pain. Because the next words out of your mouth were, but. There's no but when your child is in a coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do these people get that out of touch?
Well, they only talk to each other, and they have a singular mission, and that is to fundamentally change the fabric of this country.
That is true.
And protecting illegal aliens is a big part of it. I mean, even Tim Walz, part of the pardon board in Minnesota, they granted a pardon to an illegal immigrant or an immigrant convicted of sexually abusing a child 20 years ago, 10-year-old.
Unbelievable.
But they did that in order to make sure that he wouldn't be deported back to where he came from.
Yeah, but the weird thing is with Raskin and Jayapal is you'd think just from a purely political standpoint, they'd mind their tongue for 10 minutes.
Yes.
During a hearing. Well, you know, that they would just say enough without saying really anything. Well, like, I understand, you know, I've got a child too, and my sympathies are with you. Kind of leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you go because there's no fear of any political backlash from it. It's really remarkable.
That is true.
It really is remarkable.
Yep.
So you can just say whatever you want, do whatever you want, and then there's no fear because your district where, you know, 10,000 people vote, you're going to win anyway.
Yes.
What do you care?
That is true.
You're there to raise hell. That's all there is to it. It's just sick and sad. Well, Raskin, I can't even stand to look at him.
Not neither one.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, the whole party's been captured.
Oh,
we've known
God.
This for a while, but everyone's seeing it now. But even old school Democrats are seeing it now and are terrified.
Yes, every liberal that considers themselves a liberal, I ask you a question. Are you okay with what you just heard these morons say? Are you okay with that?
Most I know are not.
No, of course not. But will you vote for these people and that party? Because that's what they represent. That's who they are.
They're losing more every day.
That is exactly who they are.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, you do have the likes of Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
Out there saying these socialists, they hate America.
Yeah, the former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, they've talked about him potentially being a centrist. Quote, when Rahm Emanuel's the centrist in the conversation,
yes,
holy
right.
crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've talked about him running for president, and well, he's occupying a lane that no other Democrat wants, and that is to say, no, we are fully rejecting the communist takeover of the party. And so he talked about that. I believe this was on CNN.
Okay.
You got to flip red to blue, not blue to cobalt blue. And there is a difference. There are candidates out there, specifically like in New York City, who don't like America. I happen to think being an American means you win the lottery ticket of life. There are challenges in America that it's not living up to its potential, as outlined here on the 250-year anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, where America falls short, but you always struggle for that better. There are people in the Democratic Socialist Party who literally do not like America, think it is a bad country. They don't have any identity. And that is not the Democratic Party that I'm a part of. It is not the Democratic Party that struggles to make sure that other people get a chance to be in the winner's circle.
Well, please. You've allowed it to happen.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it is actually the Democrat Party.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
Yeah,
oops.
You let it take over.
Yeah.
Just now part of it. David, you were talking about some staffer, somebody that was urging people to actually kill Republicans.
Oh, yeah. A volunteer staffer for Wisconsin Democrat congressional candidate Katrina DeVille is urging people to murder political enemies. This is a troon who calls himself Teja de la Rule. Posted a series of videos, including one with the written message, kill your local Republican.
Okay. Roll it.
We are doing trans jihad, and this is something everybody can actually kind of partake in a little bit here, because it's about making the oppressor, the bigots, the animals that make up MAGA, for example, right? So for decades, everyone else, all the marginalized, in house, minorities, we've had to be the ones that walk down the streets with anxiety, with fear,
but no more.
No more, folks. We're going to do the reverse. We're going to make it so that they will be the ones that have to walk down the streets in fear, and anxiety, and worry. And we're not going to make this like, oh, they got to do this for like a week or something, but they've been really scared. No, this is their new reality. And it's never going to change.
Yeah. Well, trans jihad. Well,
okay.
Last night.
What is with him in the generic background?
Dude, I don't know.
Every one of his videos says that.
He also then went on TikTok last night after he got a call from the cops, and he's like, I don't understand. I was just saying what everybody is saying in private. He's like weeping, and I'm pretty sure hammered drunk.
Oh, roll that.
I think what I hate the most is that how many people personally agree with me, and then like especially in private, and then when a call comes to shove, I'm just left to get cooked and fried. Like, I think that's what's crazy. And that's enough to condemn me, I guess.
So
basically, I was cosplaying and I thought it was a really good thing, and now the people are taking it. It's serious.
All I wanted to do was murder people. I'll have other people murder people. That's it. I don't have the fortitude for this.
Golly.
Please. It's like that scene from the used car salesman in True Lies when he's getting held over the dam.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I've got a little peeper. It's pathetic. I just make up being a spy.
That is what that's like.
I tell you what, everybody who makes a video, that'd be a thing on your phone. Before you do that, you got to blow into it, because if you're drunk, it won't allow you. It'll like a locked steering wheel on a car.
I was asking off air, Scott, do you have World Cup fever yet? The United States won.
Yeah, I saw that.
You don't, no.
You know what? I just don't understand it. I mean,
you put the ball in the goal and you get a point.
But what's with adding time?
Yeah, I know.
It's a weird thing. I just
penalty,
you know,
yeah. So you don't stall it out. You know, you did that. We're gonna have to add some time.
You add time.
Yeah.
Who does that?
It's like extra innings.
Just add time.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The ratings are way up there, man.
Well, I would imagine they are. I mean, my gosh, everywhere you turn, there's somebody running a promotion, or it's.
Oh yeah,
it's everywhere.
Oh, I did find a way to make it watchable though.
Okay,
watch the Spanish language broadcast on Telemundo.
I've heard people talk about that.
So like the U.S. soccer team, they won, and there was a dramatic moment when this Malik Tillman got a free kick, whatever that means, basically just kick it at the net over the heads of the guys standing in front of it to make it 2-0. And that was
a remarkable shot.
Sure. Yeah.
And they called it, huh?
Yeah. Here's the call from Telemundo.
Wow, that's going for a while.
Yeah. With his lung capacity, I'm pretty sure that dude is half dolphin.
Dude, he could be in an Iron Maiden tribute band.
He's Aquaman.
He just keeps going.
That's crazy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, when you have so few goals, when one happens, it's major celebration.
Yeah.
Certainly part of it.
Wow.
Are they really rating the Jewishness of lawmakers?
Yeah.
We got to get to that and the five stories we're watching today. Straight ahead.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. Cure Search for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at curesearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit curesearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley.
Yes, sir.
David Van Camp, Scott Robinson.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about what we're laughing about in a second. First, we got to get to the five stories we're watching today.
All right, number five, no laughing matter here. A three-person Minnesota panel, including Governor Tim Walz, granted a pardon to an immigrant convicted of sexually abusing a child.
Unreal.
And it's basically to make sure that this individual avoids deportation.
Why would you want to keep that sick individual here?
Well, that was 20 years ago when he diddled a 10-year-old.
So what?
Right. That's, yeah, it's nonsense.
Again, Walz's political career is over.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
Number four, Las Vegas cops busted a transgender gunman who allegedly planned a casino massacre using a huge cache of weapons that he stole from his ex-spouse. The ex-spouse is a gun broker and was packing up the car. And apparently they got into a fight, and he stole the car and was planning a mass shooting. Number three, a national security group is urging Congress to investigate something called the Environmental Law Institute because they partnered a lot with the Chinese government while the organization was also training more than 2,000 American judges. They're saying, hey, you should probably look into this.
Yeah.
And it might shed some light on the craziness in the judiciary. So we got that at number three. Number two, per the latest New York Times poll, in every Senate battleground this cycle, most people think the Democrat Party is too extreme. In none of the battlegrounds does a majority think the Republican Party is too extreme.
Oh, there's a shift.
Yeah. The midterms are going to be a head-scratcher, I think, for a whole lot of people. Then number one, the U.S. added, 57,000 jobs in June. That was about, half of the expected number? It's either that or we lost a million or gained 2 billion. I don't know. Who knows? With the Bureau.
It'll be revised in 3 months.
Right. Yeah. Those are the top five stories that we're watching today. Chef IQ is the smart cooking thermometer that delivers great meals with less work. Get a great deal at chefiq.com, 40% off when you use promo code MVCR. That's chefiq.com, promo code MVCR.
Oh, you're laughing about different comments from the Facebook page. From yesterday when we started the show, it was a technical issue that was out of our control.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a power outage.
Yeah, right, it was.
And they couldn't get power to the board. Right. And then as far as the start of the show for, you know, a lot of affiliates, it just started out with a music bed that usually plays in the background that no one ever hears.
Yeah.
It was just a complete cluster.
That was a new one.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
But because in the past, whenever we've had some technical issues, Scott would just start randomly hitting buttons thinking it was him. But then by hitting different buttons, it made it harder to diagnose what had happened, because once you got the actual fix, something else might be out of a what would be called program that would, you know, then air it out. And then we discovered, oh, Scott went monkey buttons,
right?
And that added to the whole thing. So anytime we have any technical issue, people are always coming in with the messages, Scott, what did you do? Yeah. Scott went monkey buttons.
They blame me. And then, by the way, it just, they had no idea why it happened, but they just knew it was me. That's my brand now. I wear that brand.
This is the Markley Van Camp Monkey Button Show.
God dang it.
And so then, David, through the help of AI, we've got this cartoon monkey behind a board. And then it's animated where he's pressing buttons like crazy and making all the sound effects.
Yes, and smashing the audio board with a banana. That video is on our Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Please go to it and watch it, because
it's very funny.
Yeah, well, it is very funny. I agree.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree.
That's what we were laughing about a little bit.
I told you. I said, after all the said and done, they're going to remember me as the monkey button guy.
50 years in the business.
Yeah, nothing else. I'll remember nothing else.
Monkey buttons.
Yeah.
I won't let that happen. All right, stop it. The CNN panel rates the Jewishness of lawmakers. I can't wait to get to that. And a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent. I thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends. America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The sexy boomer, that's Scott Robbins. Okay, David. A CNN panel really rated the Jewishness of different lawmakers?
This is another grim sign of the times. And I'm not even critical of CNN for doing this. I think it's grim that it's actually sort of a normal conversation right now about whether or not in a nationwide election a Jewish person could win in the Democrat Party. So on CNN, they're talking about Georgia Senator John Ossoff, who may be running for president. He says he's not going to. Who knows? I know a lot of people want him to on the Democrat side. But the problem, and this is a political problem, which is so grim for the state of the country, the problem is that he's a Jew. And this was on Alex Michelson's show on CNN. You'll hear one of the panelists, and then he wraps it up with just, again, I'm overusing the word, but it's the only one I can think of, a grim assessment.
Okay, roll it.
On the Jewish thing, because he
to
is,
wrap it up real
oh,
quick.
Yeah, I would say he is Jewish. He might be the Democrat that can thread the needle, because even though he's Jewish, he's very critical of the Israeli government, very critical of Benjamin Netanyahu. He has credibility on that issue. So it's possible that I think he could be fill that lane in between the two extremes of the Democratic Party.
Though. Ask Scott Wiener how that's working out for him. Right.
Yeah, as a Jew, some people read a little more Jewish than other people. Mm-hmm. And John Ossoff may not read as Jewish as Josh Shapiro does, for whatever that's worth.
Dude, holy crap. You couldn't say that about any other organization ever.
No, or any other, yeah, any
no,
any
right.
other class of people or
no,
group
no.
of people. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you could about Christian or Catholic, mm-hmm. but you couldn't about Muslim.
Oh, no. No.
Well, you, oh, he's too Muslim.
You couldn't about race either.
Right. You could about white. Oh, he's a little too white. I could hear that.
What's that mean?
What's
too,
that mean?
A little too white, yeah.
Well, it depends on who's saying it.
Yeah.
It could mean you're too conservative.
Yes.
You're too plain spoken.
This is where we are now. If you're Jewish, you have to damn Israel and Netanyahu.
Yes.
But you're still Jewish.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Got
Again,
it.
I'm not even mad at CNN for having that conversation, because that's a real conversation right now in 2026, whether or not Democrats will vote for somebody who's a Jew, as long as they don't look too Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
Oof.
Behave Jewishy.
Well, and if you are a Jew, obviously you have to be outspoken about Israel.
Yeah.
And not want to give them a penny. And probably at some point in time, you're going to have to utter the words "Free Palestine."
Yeah,
because that'll be the litmus
test.
They'll
make you do it.
Oh yeah, and if you don't, then you're out of the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep, that's where we are there. Might have heard the story out of Minnesota, Minneapolis, that Jacob Fry, Tim Walz, the governor, they're all about opening up the bathhouses. They are.
I know.
I mean, you're laughing at me. How else will I say it? You're the news guy. How would you say it in a news style?
I'm just like, I don't know what to do with this story, because it's like, really, this is going to be the top priority, is to make sure that there are places in public where gay dudes can just jump in a pile together. It's bizarre.
And I heard this clip, and it was a head scratcher. So I thought, as an exercise, the three of us could decipher what is really being said here. Mm-hmm. This is from a local lawmaker out of Minneapolis, Robin Walmsley, on why everyone should be for opening the bathhouses. Roll it.
I think it's important to address this. The weaponization of hypersexualization of our queer communities as a means to also bring forward repressive policies that limits their existence and their ability to be in community with each other.
What?
Okay, stop there. David, you'd kind of rolled your eyes. And then laughed.
Well, it's just funny. It's like, so wait, you're saying that gay people have no choice but to have orgies at public places?
That's what it sounded like to me, that they're hypersexualized, and then you're using it against them for repressive policies that say you got to do it at your house.
That, like, 5 minutes ago, that would have been the homophobic statement.
Yes.
Gay dudes are incapable of keeping it in their pants.
Yes. But isn't that what she's saying?
Yes.
The other question she doesn't bring up yet, are they Jewish?
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Anyway, she goes on.
This policy has been repeatedly framed as facilitation of brothel or sexual activity, as if folks just want to go out and have sex, which, you know what? Maybe that might help actually bring more joy into our city. But to say that this policy is essentially the facilitation of legalizing brothels is not what's happening.
Nope.
Do they take baths in there only?
It's just one big shower room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about if it's so much brothels as it is just...
No, it's free.
Yeah.
Nobody's charging for it, right? Charge to get in, I guess. If you want to use our soap and our bathtubs.
If you want a bath bomb, that's extra. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, they're not going to talk about the fact that, well, there were people that were trafficked in these places.
Yeah.
If you go back to the 80s, that was absolutely happening.
Yeah.
They're not going to talk about that part. But to your point, no, it's not like a brothel where you have to pay.
Right.
But somehow, I don't know.
You probably have to pay to get in.
It could be. There's some sort of cover charge.
Cover charge, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Takes care of the DJ.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, as a hetero person, do you need something in the public?
Right. There...
Because you can't control yourself? Or is home just not good enough?
Right. There. It's like we're bringing joy to our community. Well, wait a minute. There's no other community that gets that kind of consideration. Hey, we need a place where we can just pile on top of each other and see what goes where. Like, that's ridiculous.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Well, I suppose they could try it with hetero, but it'd be like 85% dudes. And
probably,
the women that show up, you'd never want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
It's like I'm going to wake up and I'm in my bedroom, and it's like the whole thing was just a dream.
It winds up being like the Ashley Madison thing.
Right,
where it's
basically
a bunch of bots and dudes talking to each other.
Yeah, right.
No kidding. All right. It's that time. We do it a couple of times a day. We go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but you saw it. You want to bring it in. Today, David, what's your story?
Well, remember last year when that evil Elon Musk and Doge found the federal government was literally processing paper retirement records in an old mine?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Iron Mountain. Well, the Office of Personnel Management has ended that, and they're, like, really pushing non-paper retirement processing to make it faster, because there are people who retire and they don't get their first pension payment for months afterward.
Exactly.
So here's the director, Scott Cooper, talking to Fox News Digital.
Okay.
You've got really good people in government, and I believe that many of them have just been constrained by a system that does not allow innovation and does not allow some element of risk-taking. And look, the only thing I did that was different than any other predecessor was we gave people permission to actually solve the problems they knew needed to be solved. When the administration took over, there were no more than 500 people who had gone through the online retirement system. Today, it's 155,000. So I just think that speaks volumes for what this administration has done in terms of really tackling this tough problem. Look, it's emblematic of an era where our solution to every problem was hire more people to solve problems, use manual processes for stuff. And again, I think people were very well-intentioned in doing that. But the reality is, look, it's the year 2026. We don't need to have people filing retirement applications manually.
No. Yeah. And taking elevators to go down way deep into the earth to find out where the file is.
Right.
When we first saw that, like, this is a joke, right?
No.
They're embellishing. No, that's real.
No, like, sure enough.
Fred's retirement paperwork is next to the Ark of the Covenant or something, you know?
Right, yeah, right. In a clay pot.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for your story?
Man, this is I read this story the other day, and I'm thinking, I haven't even thought about this artist for a long time, but Lizzo has a record out.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying it.
No.
Fewer than 3,000 copies in the first week out, failing to crack the Billboard 200 in the first two weeks. So people are walking, shrugging their shoulders like, what happened here? This was a person who was winning Grammys, four-time Grammy winner, selling millions of copies of albums. Can I tell you what happened? And everybody agrees with me.
Yeah.
She lost weight. Her whole brand was a fat girl who sang. And you got to have that body positivity. You got to have that body love.
Well, not just singing, twerking.
Yeah. Now she's essentially starting over something else. The new person that she's become is not a star. Fat Lizzo was a star. Now we got thinner Lizzo, and that ain't happening.
Well,
we don't have the cultural wave we had before.
No. It's not that. I remember, David, you had heard a couple of songs of her, and this is before, if I remember right, before she really got big as a star.
Yeah, I liked a couple of her songs, yeah.
Okay. I heard a song the other day. What was it called? Like Good Morning or something like that.
A Lizzo song?
Yeah, it was the new one.
Oh.
And I was thinking, well, I don't know good pop music from bad, but this sounded pretty bad. I'm going to see if I can find this really quick. I'll play a clip of it.
She should go into like rock and roll and call herself Thin Lizzo.
There you go.
It's a tribute band.
There you go. Oh, I don't have it. I mean, do you really want to hear it anyway?
Well, I do now.
I don't care.
Okay. I'll try to find
it. Well, we'll come up with it eventually.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really funny how she went into this thing as this love yourself and mm-hmm. I'm obese and it's great to be obese and all this. All of a sudden, you know, being obese had its problems with health and all kinds of stuff. I better lose weight. Did. And all of a sudden, the acceptance is gone now.
Well, it was weird because she lost the weight, but then didn't she do an ad for Chili's or something?
Yeah, she's still a bigger lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's not. It's not like the Adele thing where she just, like, really committed.
But that wasn't really Adele's image, though.
Yeah.
You know, that Adele was the voice.
Here's that song I was talking about. What's it called? Good Okay.
This is too gooey.
Yeah, well, it's like old Casio, you know, the pre-programmed songs that you can play on the old keyboards.
Yeah. That's reminds what it me of the like. 80s, 90s pop music.
Honestly, I'm not even saying this to take a shot. It sounded like the crap you would have had to play at Top 40 in the day.
Yeah, that. Well, it does maybe sound worse. Like that. Sounds like every Lanier record and those other cheesy pop synth bands.
Yeah.
You know? Golly. Okay, you better start eating.
For my story.
Get some ribs in Lizzo now.
David, we've talked about this before way back when you were a news director. You told your staff if they came to you with a story with tips on how to do something, it's a chance they could get fired.
Yes.
Because it was stupid and lazy.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you had any tips for staying cool this week. Because it's been hot across the United States. But I didn't want to just trigger you.
Okay.
But this was really a story. We've got some fireworks safety tips.
Oh, God.
Okay? In case you didn't know this stuff, we're here to inform.
Okay.
Okay, there's five of them.
There were. Now there are only four.
Well, the other day, David said, can you imagine right now as we sit, this is the last week some Americans will have hands.
Yes.
Because next week, they'll be gone.
Yes.
Digits gone, yeah.
Yeah, that will happen. Yeah. You know that why.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, good tip. Don't let your kids handle fireworks.
That's oh, really?
Good solid tip, because people were going to let their kids do it, but now they won't.
I got to tell you, as a kid, I handled fireworks.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Me too.
But we were smart about it. Well, sort of.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Parents weren't around when you were doing it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Tip two, David. Keep a big bucket of water or a garden hose handy in case there's an issue.
Really? Yeah. I was going to spritz it with gasoline if things got out of hand. Yeah, it's a liquid. It'll put it out.
Case little Kevin lights himself on fire in the yard.
Three, light fireworks one at a time and then move away quickly. One at a time. Is that what made America great?
What's the fun in that?
That sounds like loser think to me.
I'm whatever. With you. Four, never use fireworks under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Well, loser think, fun. Again.
The fun police. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Five, don't get cocky. That's an actual tip. According to the latest data, only 15 people were killed by fireworks in 2025, but 13,000 injured. 35% of those were to the hands or fingers.
Yep.
22% to the head, face, or ears. 38% involving burns.
The ears?
Yeah, yeah. Wait.
Throw one at you?
Well, bust an eardrum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's a headline.
Yeah.
Gunfire erupts after groomsman ate meatballs with bare hands. Come on. Nimrod to the news and a news update next.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-576-2024.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-576-2024. That's 800-576-2024.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. Cure Search for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, every summer people will talk about, I'm not sleeping good because it's so hot. I'm sweating at night. Well, if it's 90 degrees in your room, that could be it. Or if the rest of the house feels pretty cool and you're not sweating, but it's just your bed, it could be the mattress trapping that heat all night long. That's why Ghostbed has their cooling technology built right into every mattress. And it's not some expensive add-on they try to upsell you on later. It comes with the mattress.
Yeah, the mattress is great just for comfort and back support and everything. But, man, that cooling tech is really the big selling point. If you go on their website, ghostbed.com, you'll see people talk about and rave about the cooling technology, especially when it's, 1,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, Ghostbed's going to give you 101 nights, too, to try it in your home. So that's basically the entire summer. You'll see the difference right away. And right now, during the 4th of July sale, they're giving you an extra 10% off. Now, with financing, some of these ghost beds work out to be just a dollar a day. So go to ghostbed.com/MVCR. Use the promo code MVCR. That's ghostbed.com/MVCR. The promo code MVCR.
News update, David Van Camp.
You see, Mitch McConnell had to go to the hospital last month, and they're still kind of being mum about what's going on. But the report now is that they think he had a heart attack. He was found unconscious in his home, and that's when they took him to the hospital.
Whoa. Be looking for an update on that. All right, we got to get to Nimrod. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We go to Wisconsin. Wedding reception. Apparently, a groomsman spotted eating meatballs with his bare hands.
Oh, gosh.
Well, a guest said, hey, how about a plate?
Yeah.
That leads to an argument. Now we got punches. Then some dude, Thomas Williams, apparently defending meatball guy's honor, pulls out the gun. Ooh. Yes. And shot two people. They're going to be okay. And then the bride chased the shooter down and grabbed his key fob. And then he was on the run. He's been arrested, and that's Nimrod's in the News.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.